Welcome to Deed and B College. Today we're building a moving re-space in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow, and we're shaping it specifically for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. The goal here is not just to make a wide bass sound. It's to make a bass phrase that feels alive, dark, and controlled. Something that sits under a breakbeat with purpose. Something that breathes with the drums instead of fighting them. In Deed and B, the bass has two jobs at once. It needs to hold down the low end, and it needs to create movement. That's why this approach works so well. We're not relying on random wobble. We're deliberately automating the tone over time, so the bass can evolve across the drop in a way that feels musical and DJ-friendly. Start simple. Open a MIDI track and load Waveedable or Operator. If you're new to this sound, Waveedable is a great place to begin, because it gives you a solid, immediate tone. Write a short one-bar or two-bar phrase in a minor key. Keep it simple. One root note, maybe a fifth, maybe a passing note. Leave space. That space matters. For jungle and old-school DNB, short note lengths usually work better than long-held notes. The bass should leave room for the snare and the break to speak. If the drums are busy, don't try to fill every gap. Let the rhythm breathe. That's a big part of what makes this style feel classic. Now build the core Reese tone. Use a saw-based waveform or a simple Waveedable that has some harmonic weight. Add a second detuned voice or set up two close oscillators. Keep the detune subtle. You want beating and motion, not a blurry mess. What to listen for here is that slow internal movement inside the tone. You should hear the bass vibrating a little. You should not hear a glossy chorus wash. If it starts sounding too polished or too trance-like, back off the detune. Keep it raw. Keep it focused. Now, really important, separate the sub from the movement early. Don't let the whole patch become your low end. In DNB, the sub has to stay reliable when the drums hit. If the movement lives too low, the kick and the break can smear together and the groove loses weight. So keep your sub clean, centered, and simple. Sine wave if possible. Mono if possible. Let the sub follow the root notes and stay stable. Then let the Reese layer carry the grit and the motion. If needed, high pass the Reese layer around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the sub zone. Once the tone is built, start shaping it with stock Ableton devices before you even think about automation. Saturator is a great first move. Add just a little drive. Enough to thicken the harmonics, not enough to flatten the sound. If the peaks get a bit wild, soft clip can help keep things under control. Then use EQ8. Clean up any mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the patch feels boxy. If the top end gets harsh, tame a little around 2 to 5 kHz. You want the bass to get bigger and more present, not smaller and fizzy. What to listen for after saturation and EQ is whether the bass feels stronger in the mix, not just louder in solo. That's the key. If the distortion starts stealing weight, reduce it and let the harmonics breathe a little. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Instead of making the bass constantly wobble, automate the filter cutoff. That is the automation-first mindset. We're using movement as arrangement, not just as texture. You can use the synth zone filter or drop an auto filter for clean control. Start with the bass fairly closed and dark. Then slowly open it over 4 or 8 bars. Or, if you want something more chopped and rhythmic, make the filter move in quick hits that answer the break. Why this works in DNB is simple. The drums already bring plenty of motion. If the bass is always fully open, the track can feel busy without feeling heavy. Filter automation creates contrast. It gives the drop shape. It makes the bass feel like it's arriving, not just sitting there. A really useful starting range is to keep the dark sections around 120 to 300 Hz in terms of filter openness, and then open up toward 1 to 4 kHz when you want more aggression. Don't go crazy with resonance. A little is fine. Too much and the tone gets nasal. Try this mindset. A slow opening over 4 bars gives you tension and menace. Quick filter hits on selected offbeats give you more of that ragged, chop jungle energy. Both work, just choose the one that matches the vibe of your track. Once that's working, automate distortion or harmonic intensity. Maybe it's saturator drive. Maybe it's overdrive amount. Maybe it's the synth's filter drive. You do not need to automate everything. One main motion is enough, and one secondary motion can give it extra life. A nice move is to increase drive slightly toward the end of every 2 bars. That can make the bass feel like it's leaning forward into the phrase. You can also reduce drive when the filter opens wider, because otherwise the sound may get too bright and lose its weight. What to listen for here is not just loudness, but character. As the drive goes up, the bass should feel closer, rougher, more physical. If automation only makes it louder and not more interesting, It's not doing enough. Now let's talk width. Reese patches love stereo movement, but deep end below end does not. Keep the bottom mono. Keep the core centered. If you want width, only widen the mid-range harmonics. A good rule is to keep everything below around 120 Hz locked in mono. Utility is your friend here. Use it to check mono regularly. If the bass disappears or gets skinny when summed, the stereo movement is happening too low. That's a problem. In jungle and old school D&B, tighter low end almost always hits harder than wide low end. Now place the bass under a breakbeat or a drum loop. This is where the sound becomes a real D&B element instead of just a design exercise. Listen closely to how the bass interacts with the snare and kick. If the bass is stepping on the snare, shorten the note lengths or create a tiny dip before the hit. If the kick loses impact, tighten the sub or high pass the Reese a little more. The bass should answer the break, not block it. That's one of the biggest old school lessons right there. A great jungle bassline often works because it dances around the break instead of smothering it. The empty space is part of the rhythm. The silence matters as much as the notes. A really good workflow here is to loop just 2 bars while you shape the automation. Then check the same idea over 8 bars. 2 bars tells you if the sound works. 8 bars tells you if the movement gets annoying or too predictable. That habit will save you a lot of time. If the phrase already feels strong, print it to audio. Freeze it, flatten it, or resample it. Once it's audio, you can edit it like a Reetle D&B record. You can trim note tails, reverse a little bit for a transition, mute a slice for a fake out, or duplicate a bar and change the filter movement for the second drop. That's a huge part of the workflow. Generate motion first, then turn it into arrangement material. Now shape the phrase so it works in a track, not just in a loop. A very practical old-school format is a few bars of tension, then a full drop, then a switch up, then a second variation that has either more drive or a more open filter. That gives the arrangement landmarks. It makes the track feel like it's moving somewhere. You can think of it like this. The first version is darker and more filtered. The next version opens up. Then maybe you drop the bass out for a beat before a fill. Then the second drop comes back with a little more aggression, or a slightly different note rhythm. That kind of progression keeps the track alive. A couple of quick reminders as you work. Don't automate from memory alone. Draw the move, bounce a rough version, and listen away from the automation lanes. If it only feels exciting because you're watching the curve, the sound needs more work, and don't overfill the patch. Most beginner Reese basses get worse because they're overbuilt, not because they're underpowered. Also, watch the snare lane like a hawk. If the Reese steals attention from the snare, shorten the notes or close the filter a little before the hit. In D&B, snare authority is not optional. That crack has to stay clear. What to listen for as you refine this is a bass that feels dark, gritty, and disciplined. It should breathe with the drums. It should open and close in a controlled way. It should feel unstable in a good way, not messy. If it sounds alive but still focused, you're on the right track. A few pro thoughts before we wrap this up. Try using small filter moves instead of giant sweeps. In darker D&B, subtle pressure changes can feel more sinister than huge dramatic rises. Let the bass answer the snare with a gap or a short mute. That tiny absence can make the next hit feel much heavier. And if you want a rougher old-school texture, print one version with more drive and another version a bit cleaner, then choose what fits the section. So the big idea today is this. Build a simple Reese. Keep the sub clean. Automate the filter and harmonic intensity, and always test it against the drums. That's how you make a bassline that feels intentional, moving, and properly rooted in jungle and old-school D&B. Now take the mini exercise or the homework challenge and build a 1-bar or 2-bar Reese phrase using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub mono. Automate only 2 parameters. Make one version darker and one version more open. Then check both in mono and listen to how they sit with the break. If the bass stays solid, the snare still cuts through, and the phrase feels like it's breathing with the drums. You've got it. That's the sound. Keep pushing, trust the pocket, and build the movement with purpose.